And now, something humorous.
Yes.
In the day of the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, a beautiful joke, this one, Jim. Mm. A new father is sitting down with his father for a drink.
Yes.
His dad tells him, now that you're a father yourself, it's time I give you something.
Right.
The son replies, Dad, you're not talking about, yes, it's time. With this, Jim, he hands over him a copy of 1,000 Dad Jokes, sixth edition, if you don't mind, to his son.
Mm.
With this and a tear in his eye, the son says, Dad, I'm honoured. Hi, honoured. I'm Dad.
Oh, no.
What about that for a dad joke?
All that build-up.
That's just a boring story.
It's a dad joke.
And it's a badly told boring story. Go with that other one that you went with before. That's better.
Oh, listen to him. I didn't mind that.
No, that's rubbish.
The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Oh. Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce. Ah, there's a couple.
Well, I tell you what, if I ever look in a mirror and see fat, I am checking out.
Just say I've been wrong a few times. Jim, never just
have.
Say that.
Never have.
No.
Certainly not where you've been involved. If I look in a mirror and see your head. County
Cricket Club. Oh, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. It's not hard. Bing, bang, bing, bong.
Bill, before we do all that, it is time for your joke to wrap up the show.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Don't forget you can catch tonight's Melbourne Storm game against the Sydney Rabbitohs on the Listener app live from 7 p.m. That's the pre-game. Game starts at 8.
Yes, indeed. Don't miss that. What about this? You wouldn't believe this, Daisy. I've got a wooden motorcycle, okay? A wooden motorbike. It has a wooden frame, wooden handlebars, wooden wheels, and a wooden seat.
Oh, no.
Guess what, Daisy?
It wouldn't go.
It wouldn't start. That's just terrible.
Either going to be that or he got a splinter somewhere or something.
No, it wouldn't start. That's not bad.
That's good.
That's all right.
It was actually well delivered too.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Daisy's good show. Last show tomorrow.
Who? Daisy?
Because guess who's back on Monday?
Who?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, surely not, Jim. Haven't seen, heard anything of him. I don't even know if he's still on the land.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. Come on, Jim, give us something.
Oh, no.
All right, Fat, so no. Have the jokes got any better?
Have they got any better?
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
What's that?
Phil Collins.
Phil.
Filthy.
Phil Collins. Filthy.
Come on, Fat. He's got your own intros and everything.
Well, we've changed the show up, Jim, for the better.
I don't think it is for the better.
A lot for the better. Sure, I haven't heard that one before, Jim, and I'm not sure we'll hear it again.
All right, Fat.
A quick one, Jim, because it's been a long show and
it has.
I've had enough of you. You wouldn't believe this, Jim. I just saw a car being driven by a sheep in a swimsuit.
Right.
It was a lamb bikini. Oh,
no. Fat.
That's a lamb bikini.
Yeah, no, I know. I got the joke. I got it. Actually, not bad.
There we go.
Not bad for you.
That's what I've been dishing out.
All of them have been like that.
Go to something. I mean, wooden one was good. Bought a wooden motorbike, Jim. Wooden handlebars, wooden seat, wooden petrol tank. Guess what?
Yeah, wooden start.
Don't answer him.
All right, something humorous.
Yeah.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
This one's brought to you by Beeves Bar.
Beeves Bar?
I was there last night.
Why don't you go your own bar if you're going to do a Geelong?
Well, I was there last night. I thought he could have given me a couple, but anyway. Cyril, Jim, had been away at war, been sent off to war.
Yes.
And after 4 years on his return home to his lovely wife, Thelma, he noticed three eggs and a bunch of cash in the bedside drawer, Jim.
Right.
"What's this?" said Cyril. Thelma said, "Well, I got to be honest with you, doll. Every time I had an affair, when you were away, I put an egg in the drawer." Cyril thought, "Oh, well, 4 years, three eggs, not too bad, you know, that's okay. What about, what's this cash here?" Thelma said, "Every time I got a dozen, I sold them."
Thelma's been busy.
She'd been active, Jim. Oh, come on, Thelma.
He's off fighting the war.
Poor old Cyril's over there doing his best. Thelma's back.
Bringing eggs in.
Come on,
what the hell?
Ah, there we go. You sure? Stamp, bam, boom, wah, wah. Come on, help. Yeah! Oh, no.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
Billy. Why do you keep asking for that?
I don't. I thought we got rid of it round one. Jim, so a nice little joke here for me old mate at Flexi. So me and me mate Gav were over in Thailand.
Thank you. Even on a Friday is that allowed.
Okay, all right. What about two nuns were riding through
Paris. The cobbles. No, thanks. We're not doing that one either.
Never.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Yes. No, all right. To that one.
Three ducks walk into a bar. Huey, Dewey,
The family know all about those three, so no, thank you.
Okay, Jim, here we go.
All right.
Grandpa and Grandma were sitting up late one night watching TV, Jim.
No.
And Grandpa had the remote, Jim. So he's switching back and forth between a fishing channel and a porn channel, Jim.
Oh, right.
And the missus, finally Grandma had had enough. She said, "For goodness sake, doll, can you leave it on the porn channel? You already know how to fish."
Oh, no. Grandma?
Grandma.
She's got her eye in.
He's
not happy with what's going on. He's after hours.
He's a good fisherman, but no. Yeah. Come on, Popsy.
Come on, Pops. Lift. Get your act together.
Sitting up there in their recliners. Cup of tea. And a Murray Claire.
Oh, no.
Murray, actually, not a Murray. Come on, Popsy, you're
better
than that.
Come on, Kangas, something.
What a pity.
Something.
What a pity. Oh, there we go. That's a good week, Tim. Have a good weekend.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's a special Friday edition of our podcast.
I have a joke.
Oh, no, which means that Fat tells a joke that, because it's Friday, is a little fruitier.
Fruity, Jim.
A little dangerous.
So it's a warning has gone out there, okay?
Oh, okay. Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Oh!
But all my right. joke, Jim. Here we go. It's a pretty one.
A little Friday helping of the joke.
Yes.
Right.
A husband comes home after being fired from the pickle factory, Jim.
Yes.
Okay. His wife says, "What happened?" He said, "Well, I got bored and my mind wandered, Jim.
Yes.
And I thought, what would happen if I put my penis in the pickle slicer, Jim?"
Yes.
His wife said, "That was a incredible, stupid thing to do."
Yes.
"But you look okay. You look in one piece. What happened to the pickle slicer?" "She got fired too."
No! Oh!
Oh, Jim! Oh, Jim!
You can't be doing that at work.
Jill gave me that.
Come on,
Jill.
Is that?
Whose computer have I got wrapped?
Jill's. Come on, you can't be doing that.
Come on, Jill, you're better
than
that.
You can't be serving that up.
Mate, she got fired too.
Thank you, Bill.
What's a pickle slicer?
We've gone off half cost.
Oh, no, he went off full cost.
Finish up.
Oh, pickle slicer, Jim. Oh, no. All right, let's go.
A joke to finish the show. End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
You going to get a any vaccine?
Yep.
You going to get needles?
Well, yeah, I am.
That'll be good.
Now, Bill, a joke.
Righto, Jim, here we go. Are we ready? My headphones won't stay on. Jim, a man was admitted to hospital today. I just read about this, Jim, with 20 plastic toy horses up his... Oh, hang on. Jim, a man was admitted to the hospital today.
Yes.
With 20 plastic toy horses inserted in his back passage, okay?
Okay, Bill.
Okay. But I've just rang the hospital, Jim, and the doctors have described his condition as stable. Stable, Jim, because they're toy horses. Apparently he was horsing around.
Stop talking.
So
when you get half a giggle out of your punchline, you don't have to say anything more, especially when you're talking about this sort of thing. Play the music, Rabbit, for God's sake.
What was going on?
Bill, enough talking from you. Just leave it at the punchline and move on.
He was stable anyway.
His condition's stable.
Oh, that's all they got. Sam Plank, Sam
Walking Fat.
Come on. Gonna be in. Oh, horses, Jim.
Come on, Bill.
Good work, Rabs. I like
enough
it.
Enough of that.
Horses. You are the king of the evil. I like horses.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
A joke.
Oh. Yep.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Good show, Jim.
Bill.
Good show, Jim.
That sums up the show, what we just played.
Yes.
So what we've got now is the opportunity through a joke to straighten the thing back up and get us back on track. Something good.
Well, here we go, Jim. This is a good one. I came out of the bathroom the other night, Jim. I just had my shower, stark naked, and I just walked into the bedroom. Mm. The doll said to me,
Oh, no. No.
I said to the doll, Jim, babe, can you shut the curtains? I don't want the neighbours to see me naked. She said, don't worry about that. If the neighbours see you naked, they'll shut their own curtains. Yes, Jim. Do you get that?
I do.
Yeah.
Your big guts.
No.
I don't want to be seen.
The Loch Ness Monster.
No. Jim. Imagine the neighbours. What is that? Shut the curtains.
Shut the curtains.
It's Munich again.
Shut the gate. Oh, well done, Bill.
Not a bad one, fat.
No, it's two from two. Because the Dulux one is good.
Wow.
Good feedback. Well done.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh,
he's already laughing.
Well done, St Kilda Life Saving Club. And all the ones down, certainly my
all
way, Angles.
All of them around the world.
Unbelievable lawn. A man goes to hospital and tells the nurse to promise that she won't laugh after she hears his problem, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a bit embarrassed about it, Joey. Of course I won't laugh, said the nurse. I'm a professional. In over 20 years, I've never laughed at a patient once. Okay then, so the man drops his strides and pulls out the tiniest man thing, doodle, whatever you want to
call it.
Yeah, Willie, you've ever seen, okay? And the nurse has a look at it and could not believe how small it was. It was like a triple A battery, smallest thing she's ever seen. It was like a tic-tac.
A tic-tac.
So she was unable to control herself. The nurse started giggling, then fell to the floor laughing. 10 minutes later, she was able to struggle to her feet and regained her composure. She said, I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. On my honour, as a nurse and a lady, I promise it won't ever happen again. Now tell me, what seems to be the problem? The man said, it's swollen. The nurse fell to the ground.
Not bad.
That's
a good recovery.
Oh, no. It was stolen. No, swollen. Stolen. There's the way to finish the show. Anyway, profi time. Get on it. Got a winner tomorrow?
Nah.
You are the king of Geelong.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Rats.
Well done.
Now, Fat, the jokes are...
Fruity.
Well, on a Friday, they've got a bit of fruit attached. But you need to still be careful.
Yes.
With, you know, the times we live in.
All right. Well, this mightn't be as fruity then, Jim, but it's clever.
Yes.
And I am a clever joke teller.
No, you're not.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Intro. Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Oh! A man walks into a bar and hangs his hat and coat on a peg, Jim.
Yes.
There's a dog sitting in the corner, which leaps up and grabs the hat and rips it to pieces.
Oh.
The man turns to the owner of the dog and he says, "Your dog's just ruined my hat." The dog owner said, "So what? I couldn't care less." The man said, "I don't like your attitude." The dog owner said, "It's not my attitude, it's your hattitude." The man said, "I don't like your attitude."
Yeah. Fat, you got it out. You don't need to repeat it when you get it out. Actually, nice.
Nice joke.
I cannot believe he told that joke.
Yeah. Clever.
Well, I thought halfway through you'd derail on that one.
That's exactly. Oh, mate, I told you I'm a clever joke teller.
Not my attitude.
I don't like your attitude. It's your attitude. Attitude. Do you get that, Rat?
Yes, you're still thinking.
The play on words. I'm looking at a statue, bro.
Sure.
Oh, yes. Here's the doggy. See? That means they win tonight. There's a little pointer for the dogs
not
to win tonight.
Not bad joke, Pat. Not bad.
It's your Hattie, too.
For the third time.